Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. A water main break at the Kaneda Hamlets has the subdivision on a boil water notice. The water main break occurred Wednesday and was repaired yesterday by the branch of Public Utilities Water Crew. Even though the repair has been made, precautions are taken as samples of water go through back tea testing to ensure safe water for residents. When water mains lose pressure, it increases the chance that untreated water and harmful microbes can enter your water. The back tea testing is conducted by the Environmental Protection Agency, who will conduct several tests before they remove the boil water notice. For the Kaneda Hamlet residents, bring your tap water to a rolling boil, boil for 3 minutes, and cool before using, or use bottled water certified for sale by the Oregon State Department of Health. With the COVID-19 pandemic looming over the world, many businesses are struggling to keep their doors open. In Warm Springs, the Power and Water Enterprise had been working on finalizing a plan for a major long-term capital improvement project. Jim Mannion, the Power and Water General Manager, said the idea at the start of the year was for Power and Water to develop the logistical plan for turbine replacement at the Pelton Round Butte hydro facilities. Now, due to the coronavirus shutdowns, plans have changed to push the turbine replacement from 2021 to 2022. The Power and Water staff continue their normal operations as their spacious workplace allows them to continue work while maintaining social distancing. At the Warm Springs Composite Enterprise, the work continues as their workstations have always had some distance apart from each other. The manufacture, assembly, and shipping of their signature Tektonite fireproof door components continues while they have implemented a safe distancing policy as an added safety measure. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues, all Oregonians are urged to stay home and save lives. As of 8 a.m. yesterday morning, almost 35,000 tests have been given, with over 33,000 tests returning negative, over 1,730 returning positive, and the number of deaths reaching 64. In Warm Springs, 25 tests have been administered, with 22 returning negative and 3 pending results. Ways you can cope with stress during this pandemic is to take breaks from watching, reading, or listening to news stories. Take care of your body. Take deep breaths, stretch, or meditate. Take time to unwind. Connect with others via telephone or social media or other non-contact methods. Talk with people you trust about your concerns and feelings. The Oregon Department of Education has announced a new guidance for the students in 9th, 10th, and 11th grade. The announcement is similar to the situation for the state's senior class. Elizabeth Miller has details.
All of Oregon's high school students will receive passing or incomplete grades for the rest of the academic year. Even if a student receives an incomplete, schools are expected to partner with students and their families to create a plan to earn credit next school year. Oregon's plan also includes a clause for students whose schools cannot locate to participate in remote classes. Those students will receive the grade they had at the time campuses closed in March. Schools have to provide proof that they tried multiple times to reach those students. The Oregon Department of Education says more guidance for the state's elementary and middle school students may be coming soon. Elizabeth Miller reporting.
In a move that may be seen as defiance or exercising his constitutional rights, Redmond conservative activist B.J. Soper is planning to protest the governor's stay-at-home order with a rally tonight outside the shuttered Redmond City Hall. According to the bulletin, the event is intended to remind the elected who is in charge. Soper is a former professional rodeo rider who became politicized during the 2014 standoff at Clive and Bundy's ranch in Nevada. Soper said in a Facebook video that he did contact city council members and the police department and was asked about social distancing, which he responded that that decision is up to the people. Deschutes County District Attorney John Hummel has been critical of this move, stating that officers should cite participants for violating Provision 22 of the governor's order, which forbids non-essential travel around the state. Redmond Mayor George Endicott did not oppose the planned rally and stated that, from their perspective, they think that government has overstepped its bounds and they want to protest and say this isn't right. The rally starts tonight at 5:30. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.